With two experts, our two guests, CNN's national security analyst Peter Bergen. Also, I'm joined here in Boston by MIT professor of social studies of science and technology, Sherry Turkle. Thank you both for being here. Sherry, let me begin with you. Yeah. It is possible to be radicalized online. We've seen it happen before.
Yes.
But we also know that it is more rare, that often when we see radicalization, if that is the case among these two brothers, that it often requires face-to-face contact. What is your assessment on how prevalent online, solely online radicalization is?
I think it's becoming more prevalent because in this new age, the internet serves as a community. People find their community and their places of contact and comfort on the internet. And so I think that you're going to be able to see the internet as a place where people do become radicalized.
Where you can see hours and hours of
hours and hours. That's where people go to find their home.